Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC Hoop Show and the NWAC South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Monday night at 9:30 Pacific time, and we're glad you're listening. If you can't listen live, you can always listen to the podcast at www.blogtalkradio.com. Just punch in the NWAC South Fast Break Show. You get every single show that we've ever done. I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. But right now, let's get the program rolling, and we usually start right off with Trevor Hopp, the outstanding men's basketball coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. And Trevor, good evening. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing really great. Thanks, Greg. How are things up there in Portland?
Well, I'm in a very foul mood tonight, Trevor, and Chavka better really watch it, because I played in a big-time golf tournament today, a scramble, and I think we've all played in a scramble golf tournament, and we had a good team, and we had three bogeys, in 18, unheard of in a scramble, three bogeys with these punks that were on my team. I almost had to fire them. And it's ridiculous, so I'm not in a good mood, but I'm glad I'm doing this program. How's your basketball team coming along? I hope better than my mood.
Definitely better than your mood. You know, we are slowly but surely getting into shape and starting to figure out, you know, the physicality and how fast this game is with so many new faces. It's taken a little time. We're trying to be patient, but we're also trying to say, hey, let's get going here and start figuring out some stuff. But they're a fun group to work with, and it's been going pretty good.
Trevor, as you know, I always sit in the front row. I don't like to sit anywhere else but the front row. And I even tell kids to move. I'm like the get off my lawn type of guy, so I can have a seat in the front row. But what amazes me always is the speed of the NWAC compared to, I go to high school games, and it's like you know, a Maserati compared to a Ford pickup truck.
Yeah, you know, it really is. I mean, just about everybody, especially in the South, you know, wants to play fast. Obviously, you know, we want to play fast, and that's kind of been our thing, but nobody's slowing it down. Nobody's walking it up. The game is a fast paced. And so lots of people are doing that now. And it is exciting, and you're right. You go to some other, levels and there's some slower games out there, but our brand is pretty dang fast and pretty fun.
And I certainly, when I say that, I'm not knocking anything, but I am saying that the speed from changing from high school to college is phenomenal, and the NWAC has so much speed. Trevor, we got a bunch of coaches together, and, you know, there's always a lot of banter, and there were even coaches at the event today, but I was going to ask you, we were talking about scrimmages last night on a program, and talking about it today, how important are those in the scheme of things as you prepare for your first game?
Well, I think with this year's team, once again, with so many new faces and only one player back that has seen significant college playing time, the rest are true freshmen, you know, right out of high school, it is going to be important for us because once again, we're harping on how fast the game is and how physical the game is in our practice. But until we really go up against somebody else, I don't know if they always believe you 100%. So, you know, on October 22nd, when we head down to Klamath Falls to scrimmage OIT, it's always a good eye opener for our team. But I think this year it's really going to be, once again, with so many new guys and just how physical that's going to be, the scrimmage at OIT for ourselves. So it's important. It's a big thing. And, you know, we want to get some scrimmages under our belt. So hopefully we can be ready when we, you know, tip it off for a real game in November.
Trevor, the next time I talk to you will be a week from tonight, at least on the radio. I talk to you sometimes in between, but what is the single most important thing you want your team to be working on? I know a lot of things, but most important you want them to be working on between now and next Monday night?
You know, it's probably more mental than physical, but it's that being uncomfortable and being able to the mental side of hey, I can keep playing when I'm tired. Hey, I need to be in a defensive stance when I'm tired. Okay, you know, we got to get a stop here. It's more that mental side of it, of just playing hard and being comfortable, being uncomfortable, and just getting used to that level. Because there's just not a time out there when we can relax, and the game's not easy. So I think just getting that mindset, it's not going to be easy, and I just got to get used to that.
So interesting, Trevor. So many coaches talk about fatigue factor and how you really have to dig down deep. You have to do that in business. You have to do it in life. You have to do it in relationships, and you have to do it in athletics.
Yeah, it's one of those things that carries over. You know, the great thing about athletics is a lot of this stuff can carry over into the real world, real life. And we'll help guys down the road, hopefully be, you know, better employees, better bosses, better husbands, better fathers. It's just some lifelong lessons that hopefully they can learn out on the court, and definitely just, you know, learning how to be uncomfortable is one of them, and playing through fatigue is a perfect example of that.
Very good job tonight leading us off. You're great doing that. Have a great week, Trevor. We'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot. We'll see you.
You betcha. That's Trevor Opp, the advanced coach of Southwestern Oregon Community College in beautiful Coos Bay, Oregon. Now another beautiful city, Eugene, Oregon. Bruce Chopka makes it his home, and he coaches the Lane Community College Titans men's team. Good evening, Bruce. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fabulous. I just made a note to myself never to golf with you, that's for sure. Jeez.
Oh, I'm a tough leader, I'll tell you right now. I don't put up with nonsense. Now I got to tell you, though, you wouldn't put up with inferior play from your team, right?
Well, when it comes to golf, I'm a different beast. I'm a total novice with golf. It's something that... pretty frustrating for me. I'm not very good at it.
Bruce, you're in a town that's not in a very good mood right now, athletically, but how's the mood at Lane Community College?
You know, the mood at Lane Community College is going pretty well. We're just trying to figure out, sort of establish, you know, what we're about and who we are, and we got 15 guys, we only have three freshmen that are in that group of 15. We have transfers, redshirts, or returners, but, you know, trying to get everybody to, you know, I think there's a couple things that this time of year that I believe in is we're trying to make sure that we learn the acquired skill of playing hard. You know, that's something that we want our guys to try to get situated here early on so it can just carry on through the whole season. And then we're also trying to teach our guys the acquired skill of being tough, playing tough, sort of piggyback what Coach Hoff talked about is mental toughness. So just trying to, you know, get that across to our guys and figure that out and try to, every time we take the court, we're trying to be, you know, have that tough mentality and also making sure that we've learned how to play hard. So, not sure if we'll be successful, but we're trying our best. You never know.
Bruce, talk a little bit about scrimmaging and a big part of basketball, getting a team ready. You play against yourself. Sometimes you have an opponent, you call it a scrimmage, but most often you play against yourself. What do you look for in that type of thing? And I talking this past weekend to my good friend Coach Barnes down at Cal State Bakersfield, and he says, one thing he gets a kick out of it is scrimmages. He makes his players referee.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. I was going to mention the referee factor. When you have scrimmages, it's always fun and nerve-wracking when you first have officials, those first couple scrimmages, because it's just, you know, right now we're like probably every junior college team in the country where we're just fouling like crazy. And it's one right after another. So it's always fun when you have the officials for the first or second time that the kids can really, because they're, you know, they hear us saying it and, yeah, right, coach, we're not fouling as much as you're saying we are and, or as much as you're calling, but then you get the officials in there and it's a whole different deal. So those scrimmages are vital. I think some people roll their eyes when you say you have a scrimmage or people that, you know, don't know if the ball is stuffed or pumped kind of thing. They're like, why do you guys scrimmage so much? And it's, you got to get accustomed to a lot of different things. You know, you're trying to get the official deal. You're trying to, you know, see how they react with different defenses, different competition, and, you know, trying to figure out your identity and all that stuff. So they're vital. It's, you know, even the Division I teams have scrimmages. I think I read where Oregon's going to Las Vegas to have a close scrimmage with Oklahoma here, you know, this fall. So, but Coach Barnes, I might steal that tomorrow. Tomorrow practice, I might have my guys referee in, and I might have World War III on my hands. You never know.
Yeah, you do never know. You know, that's really important. You know, let me ask you this, Bruce. This time of year, you practice for a while. You're still a ways away from game. I would imagine it's very important to keep up the momentum and the tempo almost every single day.
You know, it is. That's a great statement by you. It is. And you want to make sure that, you know, I think you want to keep practices crisp and sharp and maybe not going longer than 2 hours for sure. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, they are kids, and I call them sugar freaks, and sometimes they lose their attention span. And so I think you can keep things, you know, up-tempo and have a good rhythm to your practice and, you know, try to always, you know, make time to teach and that kind of thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're between 18 and 24 years old kind of thing, and sometimes you can lose them. So I think being crisp and that up-tempo mentality is a good thing for not only the kids but the coaches. I mean, there's days at this time of year where, you know, it's like you could teach all day and never play kind of thing. But, you know, you want your kid to stay with you emotionally and that kind of deal. So it's a little bit of a fine line this time of year.
Bruce, do you sleep as well during the season as you do in the off season? You've got a lot on your mind that coaches 24/7. How do you handle the relaxation of yourself?
You know, I went to a clinic one time when I was a young coach, and it was Don Meyer was talking, and he said something along the lines of when he got home, he would commandeer the remote control from his wife, Carmen, and that was his escape, was about an hour of watching TV and sort of decompressing and getting himself down. And, you know, as a young coach, I laughed and giggled and thought, what the heck's he talking about? But now that I've been a head coach for a while, that's, you know, besides trying to get in the weight room and clear my mind in the morning time, at the end of the day, it's sort of, I grab the remote control and watch about an hour's worth of TV, sort of decompress and then, you know, get up the next day and do it all over again. I know it sounds shallow and it's not yoga or meditation or anything like that, but just sort of that hour of TV sort of clears my mind and then, you know, go to bed and then get up the next day and ready to rock and roll. So,
very good, Bruce. Great job tonight for usual great info, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Thanks, Greg. Have a good week. Take care of yourself.
You betcha I will. Thank you very much. You too. Bruce Chopka, the head men's coach of Lake Community College. Beautiful Eugene, Oregon. Now let's swing up to another beautiful city, Portland, Oregon, my birthplace, and talk to an outstanding coach, Tony Broaddus, who has won both a state high school championship at Grant and an NWAC championship where he coaches now, Portland Community College. Tony, we're almost there. We're inching closer to this opening tip-off.
Yes, indeed, Greg. Glad to be on the show. And, yeah, it's getting closer, slowly but surely. And, you know, I'm in no hurry, not at all. I really like these days right now of getting started and conditioning and just getting the basic things in and laying down the rules and expectations and making sure guys, you know, you can't wear earrings to practice. And just all those little things, you know, it's kind of fun when you get a new group and then you get your veterans who a lot of times can tell the guys in advance. That's always fun to see from a distance. So, yeah, I'm having a good time, Amber, and we're getting ready.
Hey, Tony, if I wrote you a question and asked you what is your coaching style, how would you respond? Would you say hard-nosed? Pat on the back, occasionally kick in the butt. How would you respond to that?
I'd say it's a combination of all of those, but I'd say it's high expectations. I would probably say is the most. A lot of the times that my players will say, "Geez, coach, you expect us to make every shot," and I'm like, "Yeah, we practice hard enough, so yeah." So I'd say a combination of high expectations, but at the same time, a coach who's going to have fun, you know, and you know, and I tell you, we have one thing. If you get a dunk in a game, chest to chest with somebody who jumps with you, that's free pizza. I'm going to buy pizza for the whole team, and you know, at the next practice or something. So I'm real strict and a little old school, but I also at the same time will encourage the guys to have fun, man, and showcase your abilities. You know, so I think it's a good blend, and I try to stay consistent, but every now and then you'll get a young team. You have to kind of bend just a little bit to groom them, but I'm pretty tough.
Tony, I love studying coaches. I love watching you manage a game. One thing I've noticed about you is you do a lot of coaching when the player comes out of the game, and you really want them to pay attention. That is critical.
It is, you know, and because you can learn so much from watching and encouraging your teammates. But one thing I have learned, though, over the years, and I try to encourage my assistant coaches, young coaches, is sometimes as soon as a guy comes out of the game, out of the heated moment, sometimes you got to let them sit there for a moment or a minute or two before you begin to try to tell them what you need them to do or anything. You need to let them sit down, process, because a lot of times they're so amped, and your coaches, assistant coaches, can't wait to tell them something, and it's in one ear and out the other. Or it hits them, and now they're defensive. You know what I mean? So you got to give them a chance to sit there and get calm, and then you give them that great information that you're dying to get to them, so that they can go back in there and help you.
Excellent point. Tony, is there a time of year when you just kind of say, well, we're here, it's basketball? I know that, and I certainly don't want to diminish the fact that college coaches, it's 24/7, but is there a time of year when you really get, you know, go to the next level personally?
Yeah, I say as soon as I get down to my real guys, which is about 2 weeks away, but still right now I still got some guys that are hoping to make it, hoping to hang in there, and we still got to make a few decisions on two or three guys. Once we make that final cut and grades have been cleared and we start gearing up for an opponent, you know, so I'd say about a week and a half from now, 2 weeks, I'm going to be in a whole nother zone. You'll probably be able to tell when we're in our weekly coaching conversation. Hopefully I'll still be a pleasant guy.
You're always pleasant to me, and I appreciate it. Hey, Tony, let me ask you in conclusion, you know, what about the today's player, athlete? You've coached in high school. And successfully, you coached in college successfully, as I said at the top of the segment, but the adjustment from high school to college is a lot greater than I think most people realize.
It is in a lot of ways in the game. The game itself, as a, from a coaching standpoint, it is, and then from players, developmentally, skill-wise, and just mentally, it's a big jump. It is a huge jump, and I mean, we could talk for days about it. I will say this: I really enjoy coaching the college-age guys, especially at the junior college level, because they've seen reality, or a close-up of reality. Whereas high school kids still think they're going to make it to the NBA, they think they're going to be rich some kind of way. These guys, a little older, realize, hey, I've got to get a job here pretty soon, or I've got to try to get overseas or something. But their life, their goals are more realistic at this level, and they're a lot more fun to work with in my mind.
Great job tonight, Tony, per usual. We'll talk to you again next Monday night.
All right, thanks. Have a great week.
You betcha. You have a great week as well. That's Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach of Portland Community College in beautiful Portland, Oregon. Another beautiful spot in the NWAC is Oregon City, Oregon. And let's swing out there and talk to Brian Stamm, the associate head coach at Clackamas Community College. He does a tremendous job there. Brian, speak a little bit about this. You're out watching high school games all the time. I don't watch as many as you do. Then you're coaching in college. What a difference of the speed of high school compared to the NWAC.
Well, first off, Greg, thanks for having me on tonight. But yes, there is a big difference. You know, you normally see high school games that are played, you know, 60 points might be a high-scoring night. Sometimes you see games in the 40s, and, you know, the average score, I think, in the southern region is in the high 70s, and last year we averaged 93 points a game. So, you know, it's definitely a lot quicker. There's a lot more possessions in the game. The shot clock obviously plays part in that, but kids don't understand the type of athletes that play at the college level compared to high school.
Brian, because the players have become so much more physically fit, I think, in basketball personally, weight training's entered into the picture. The game is much tougher grind. I would like to see the college game go to 6 fouls. What's your opinion on that? Feel free to disagree with me.
You know, I kind of like 5 fouls because I'm a big advocate of being able to play pressure defense without fouling and getting your hands off and taking contact with your body instead of slapping away at the ball. And so I do kind of like the 5 fouls because it makes kids understand how the game is being called from a referee standpoint and what they can and cannot get away with and adjust their play to how it's being called. And that's always something we try and coach our players to do as we're going through a game is, hey, they're calling that tonight, so you got to be a little more off, or tonight's a little more physical, so do this, 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 and it all plays into your game plan as a coach with your team.
Brian, you're Coach Wagner's right-hand man. You're the associate head coach. In that role, do you occasionally have to be a little bit of a buffer between Coach Wagner and the players? You know, and I realize you guys are on the same page all the time and you're very loyal, but sometimes the players might come to you and say something that maybe they don't want to talk to Coach Wagner at the time.
Yeah, there definitely is a little bit of that, but, you know, it's not much. If anything, it's just, you know, maybe how might I approach him about this certain issue, or, you know, just kind of, Coach, I'm a little confused with where Coach Wagner's coming from. How can I relate to how you guys are trying to teach this, or what role you're trying to help me fit into? for the team. And so, like you said, it's definitely a little bit of a buffer of just kind of, you know, understanding both sides and trying to relate that in between the two parties. Sometimes I'll even have to do it the other way where Coach Wagner will just look at me and say, what kind of Ebonics was that kid just talking? Can you translate that?
Hey, Brian, talk a little bit about the 16-17 team. You've had a few practices under your belt. We're getting closer to that opening tip. It's still a ways away. How you feeling about the 16-17 Clackamas Community College Cougars?
Very excited. I really like our kids. They really play hard. They really they're trying to do it the right way, the Clackamas way. So that just, you know, jumps off the page. And I told my wife when I got home today, you know, today was just a great day because practice felt like it was 5 minutes long because we just went from drill to drill and kids just got after it. And you look at your watch and all of a sudden 2 hours are up. So, you know, they're really competing. They're doing a good job. They're soaking up what we're teaching them. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, you talk to some of the other coaches about scrimmages, is we're almost desperate for that first scrimmage against South Puget Sound with Aaron Landon, the great coach up there that's on some of your other shows. And that's on October 30th at our place. And that'll just be our first time to not beat up on each other. You know, at this point in time, you know, we've been going 4 weeks, 5 weeks, and all you've seen are the guys that are also wearing red jerseys, you know, that you have to deal with every day. And it'll be nice to see somebody new and get to try our stuff out against them instead of somebody that knows every play that you're trying to run.
Great job tonight, Brian. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night. You're doing a great job on this program, taking us out.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it, and have a great week.
You betcha. That's Brian Stamm, the associate head coach of Clackamas Community College. Great job by the coaches tonight. Spread the word on this program. We're on every Monday night at 9:30. Have a great week, everybody. Don't forget to make your free throws.